This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. America is now a failed state. I've written a very important article on this. In fact, Steve Quayle was just raving about this article. It's on naturalnews.com, and that's the title, America is a Failed State. You need to check out this article because it tells you what's happening and what's coming and who's responsible. And by a failed state, what I mean is the basic functions of society, you can't count on them anymore. You dial 911 because there's a mob burning down your restaurant or something. Guess what? They'll say, no one's coming. You're on your own. There is no more police response in many parts of America. There's no more even assertion that America is going to defend America. The American government is allowing enemies to seize and occupy real estate inside America's cities. So America as a nation has failed, and there are many other ways in which it has failed. There's no more functioning free market system. The markets do not function. The only thing driving market pricing now is the Federal Reserve, money printing policies, and interest rate policies. You know, how many corporate bonds they want to buy today. There is no more price discovery. The markets are broken. They do not work. There's no more rational investing. There is no real functioning healthcare system anymore that you can trust, because if you go to the hospital, you're more likely than not to be dragged into a room, thrown on a ventilator, put into a coma, and then infected with the coronavirus so the hospital can make money off of your coronavirus death. You know, Big Pharma controls all the lawmakers and legislators in Washington. That system's totally jacked. The education system no longer teaches people how to be thinkers, but rather indoctrinates them into radicalism and victimhood, which is what universities are now churning out all across America. America has failed in so many ways. The Republicans are spineless, and the Democrats are treasonous traitors. And there isn't a single Republican in America, it seems. Well, maybe there are a few exceptions like Matt Gaetz and so on. But very few Republicans were standing up against the insanity of the left-wing riots. We no longer have the freedom to speak in America. The First Amendment has been utterly annihilated by the tech giants. And of course, the left-wing lawmakers are coming for the Second Amendment. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself, even as the police are collapsing and the terrorists are seizing cities. Let me think about that for a minute. America is a place where you only have the right to work if you support the correct political group, i.e., you have to profess your celebratory support for Black Lives Matter. Otherwise, you can be fired from your job. You're not allowed online unless you have the right political views. And if you have the wrong opinions, those are criminalized. Merely criticizing Black Lives Matter now makes you a thought criminal in America. Because America is a failed state, you can no longer rely on any institutions of society or government to do their jobs and, for example, protect you or to respond. There was a shooting recently in the Chaz zone in Seattle, and police were not able to respond to that shooting because, well, it's become a police no-go zone. So yes, we have no-go zones in America where police are not allowed to go, where anything goes in terms of criminality and rape and arson and shooting and violence, whatever, anything goes. There is no more rule of law in America. There's no more due process. There's no more equal justice. If you are a white person and you're accused of rioting or arson, you will be convicted by almost any jury in any city in America. If you are a Black person, you will be set free by the district attorney. No charges against you because of the color of your skin, because you have special privilege. It's called Black privilege, and it allows you to commit any crime you want, including crimes of rape and arson and murder, extreme violence. You will be set free because there will be no police response, and the district attorneys will not press charges against you because you are Black. That's Black privilege right there. But if you are white, you will be punished, you will be shamed, you will lose your job. And by the way, all your family members will probably lose their jobs as well, and you will be stalked and hunted, and you will be doxxed by radical leftists who will share your home address online and encourage people to come and threaten you and set fire to your house or break into your house or fire bullets into your house. That's what the left does today. That's tolerance. That's inclusiveness. That's coexistence, in case you were wondering. So what this means, because America is a failed state, oh, I forgot to mention, in America, where small businesses can't find anybody to show up and actually do any work, the government pays people to stay home and not work. Yeah, that's the CARES Act, because the government cares about you. So they're giving you free money that they just printed at the Federal Reserve. They're giving it to you to stay home and not work. So they are literally, deliberately destroying the economy, while senators like Mitch McConnell wonder, how come small businesses can't get any workers? Yeah, I wonder, because you're paying them to stay home and not work. Now, in this failed state, everything is going to collapse. The food supply, food production, fuel deliveries, telecommunications, we will see more outages. We will see more failures of telecom companies. Democracy will fail. Elections are going to be total anarchy. No one's going to even accept the outcome of these upcoming elections, by the way. They're going to be fought no matter who wins. The education system is in a state of utter collapse. The economy is in a state of depression, extreme depression. And our military has been neutered by left-wing policies that call for transgenderism in the ranks of the Navy and the Army and the Air Force. It's insane. When you need fighting men to do the job in the military, leftists want transgenderism to be our priority. So as a result, everything that you have come to depend on is going to crash and crater. You are on your own. That's the most important message I'm trying to get across to people right now. You are on your own. You need to be your own police force. You need to have an AR-15 and know how to use it, because you can't call 911. They won't bother to respond. You need to know how to put out fires. Do you have a fire extinguisher in your house? Because you can't call 911 and have firefighters show up in many areas. And as cities go broke, by the way, fire services will be cut even further. You need to have your own money supply, because you can't count on the banks being solvent or the currency being solvent. What do I mean by your own money supply? It's called gold and silver. Yeah, real physical gold and silver, because the dollar is going to collapse and your pensions are going to collapse and your entitlements are going to collapse. The stock market is going to get hit hard. I mean, yeah, you'll still get your payments, but they won't be worth anything because the value of the currency is going to shit. So you got to have your own money supply. You are going to need to work very closely with family members and other members of your community, because it's going to come down to community level survival as much of the country goes into a state of collapse, with mass homelessness and tent cities springing up everywhere, rampant drug use, substance abuse, kidnappings, executions, ransom, and child sex trafficking. This is what America is going to come to in most of the major cities. Everybody is fleeing the cities right now. They're trying to get out into rural areas. Everybody's buying property in the country. Country properties are now skyrocketing in value as city properties are plummeting. Anyone who can get out of the city is doing so right now. There is actually a mass migration out of cities. These people, I call them refugees. They are refugees from the cities. And we're going to see more and more of this happen as cities collapse. The water supply will collapse. The power grid will collapse. Security is already collapsing. Economies are collapsing. It's all cratering rapidly. So consider this one of your final warnings to get out of the city if you haven't already. I've been warning about this for at least 10 years, by the way. You probably know that. My name is Mike Adams. Listen to more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. You can also hear all my podcasts at HealthRangerReport.com. Also, read my website, naturalnews.com, and thank you for listening.